Hello, this is Kyle Jones with the Fullness of Meaning Christian Ministries, where we do exegete the Bible from the original Hebrew and Greek. We do go to extant sources only to return to create a fuller nest of meaning to exemplify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, today we are covering the Babel or the babbling or the Babylonian effect upon our American Christian context of what Genesis chapter 11 has meant. In the Hebrew, we have specific words that have been replaced by two words, speech and language, which do not denote in the context of the Hebrews, Dabar, Shem, Lashon, and Sapha. So today, I thought we would cover Genesis chapter 11 in the English first, and then in the Hebrew, to show the difference. Genesis 11, verse 1. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, or I could say Sumer, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, "Go to, let us make brick, and burn them throughly." And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, "Go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the whole face of the earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men built. And the Lord said, "Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do." Verse 7. "Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." I might take a side note here. Us, I do believe, is an inter-Trinitarian conversation between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Verse 8. "So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all of the earth, and they left off to build the city." Verse 9. "Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did therefore confound the language of all of the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all of the earth." I will now read from the Hebrew, the English translation, but in the order of the grammar of the Hebrew. And I will stop at the words for name, language, speech. Genesis 11, verse 1. "Now had the whole earth one language." This right here is the word sepa. Sepa means a way of speaking, a mannerism, an idiomatic way of speaking to one another through a semiotic, coherent context. That means to say, if you're from Brooklyn, you speak a certain way, versus speaking, say, from New Orleans and some kind of Cajun patois or dialect. Again, one language, sepa. And words were few. Now, in this case, the word words was the word dabar or dabarim in the plural. Now, sepa meant a way of speaking, a mannerism, an idiomatic way of saying something, a colloquial. The word dabar was a highly contractual and legal sense to the word speech and the words that conveyed within dabar. That is, the words were dabar and they spoke to the thing which is dabar. One idea, one legal contract. I'll continue. Genesis chapter 11, verse 2. And as men migrated into the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar. Now I'll stop right here. This is Sumer. They went to the east. That means they were living somewhat more on the side of, say, I would say Syria, or I could say the Turkey, some place where they were moving inward. Now, if you might take a moment to see that these men migrated, they started to move. This gives key to this chapter of speech. They started to move, and the dialects moved with them into other areas. I'll continue. And these men settled there in the plain of Sumeria, or Shinar. And they said one to another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen, which is the word kimar here, which means a type of asphalt. And this was for mortar. Genesis chapter 11, verse 4. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves and a tower and a city with its top in the heavens, and let us make for ourselves a name." Now, this word name was the word Shem. Shem meant the authority. Let us make us our own authority. You notice that it was from the personal sense of our own authority. Let us make for ourselves a name. They are disenfranchising themselves from the original Dabar, and they're going to their own self-worth, their own self-referent, their own ontic referent. That means their own selves is the thing. "Lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." And Yahweh came down to see the city and the tower, which is the word Migdal, which means a type of place, I believe, for astrological gazing and decipherment of the stars to the people. The, if you will, a corruption of the Magi or the Vizier or the wizards, a type of magistrate upon the people as astrological scientist, priest, and prophet. Now, as Yahweh came down to see this, which these men had built, the sons of men, that is, Yahweh said, "Behold, they are one people and one language." This is the word Sepah, which means they are starting to speak a whole lot alike in their own idiomatic way, their own way of seeing things, their own way of perceiving things. The reference is to their flesh, is how they see another man. They have taken on the system of judgment of saying this is good or this is bad, as in accord with the curse of Genesis with Eve and Adam, as they were given the ability to judge good and evil by this Satan or Shatan, versus being in the Shem and Dabar of God in his genius, being in genius, and speaking from that genius, which has no self-judgment. They all have this one Sepah. And this is only the beginning, God said, of what they will do. And now it will be impossible for them that nothing they purpose to do shall not come. Now, this statement that God said is this, that the full range of will shall now be enacted if we do not go down and destroy the Sepah, the Shem that they have created, and you'll see the Lashon that they have created, because they have created a new Dabar and a new Shem. And he says, continuing here, they purpose this to do, and they it shall come to pass. Nothing shall be impossible. Therefore, let us go down. This is the plurality. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit very well could be with his angels. And confuse their language. Let us confuse their sapa. Okay? The word is shafatam, which means let us confuse their pronunciation, their enunciation, the idiomatic way of saying something from the lip they might not understand, but from the etymological scientific sense, we, starting with Dr. Jacob Grimm, have found out that we came from a common source of language. It is the enunciation and pronunciation that have been changed, and this is what God changed right here upon mankind. We can see we came from the same glass vase. It has just been shattered, and we're picking up the shards of glass because we have the faith to go back into time and put it collectively back together again to see the one accord that used to be. Now, if you don't have belief in God, you don't have a belief in this story, then you'll never do that by faith. Try to pick up the shards of glass and put them back together again from the original source. But the problem for the people that do not believe is that you've got to deal with Dr. Calvert Watkins from Oxford University, who has written a treatise on the origination point, or the hem, if you will, where the Proto-Indo-European language did explode at one time and go out into many fractions or many shards of glass, if you will. Well, today I'm going to end this treatment. I will return in the next few days just to say that we do not have the English here conveying or denoting the meaning of what happened. It was mankind joining together, probably using some type of Sumerian or Proto-Sumerian language, but they were using the language, the Lashon of that, the actual language, but they were using it to create their own idiomatic phrases, excluding some, bringing some others in. They were creating cliques. They were creating alliances. And they were trying to form some kind of political regime in that time based on ego and pride and disenfranchisement from Yahweh God. Well, I hope this was conveyed to you in a way that you understand it and can see the corruption in the English as how it does not convey the meaning of what took place. If we go back to the original Hebrew and the original Greek and exegete it properly with care, we will see that God's motion, God's movement, the things that happened in history are true and they're congruent to their action, to their motion, and cannot be broken in two. This lies the coherency of the Bible. Thank you very much. This is Kyle Jones.